holy names of Krishna are spiritual, but why do we perceive it as material? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a very beautiful explanation to this, and how to rise above the wrong perception of the holy name to be material. Both he has explained very beautifully. He says, because you are enslaved by Maya, at the same time you are covered over by the gross, blunt material senses. Because of this, the jiva, due to avidya, is unable to perceive the holy name's true spiritual nature. Just as we perceive all other material worlds to be material, we consider the holy name to be material also. And the result is, the diseased situation will never change, as long as we see the holy name to be material. And the gross, blunt material senses, they will get more tired by perceiving the holy name to be material. That is one reason sometimes after chanting one feels extremely tired and one wants to sleep. The result, such a result has come because of perceiving the holy name as some material sound vibration, as a burden. So it is the effect of Mahamaya, who has enslaved us, he says. Then what is the solution for this? He says, who is Mahamaya? Mahamaya actually originates from the Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radharani, who is the origin of all Shaktis, both material and spiritual Shaktis. So she is the divine universal mother. The very first thing one should do in approaching the holy name is to fall at the feet of Srimati Radharani and pray to her, oh my dear supreme mother, by your Shakti, please kindly rejuvenate my spiritual senses. Please rejuvenate my spiritual identity, my swarupa. Please rejuvenate my spiritual consciousness, which has become completely covered over by these blunt material senses, and by the effect of, under the spell of Mahamaya, I have become practically blind, deaf and dumb. So you have the power, by your Shakti you can rejuvenate the actual swarupa of every jiva. That is why we chant Hare first. Meaning that's the reason we call out Srimati Radharani's name first. So when the jiva takes shelter of Swarup Shakti and she rejuvenates our swarupa, he says, then one can call out the holy names feelingly. So two very important aspects while chanting, he says, if one adopts, then very soon one will get the great good fortune of uttering the Shuddha Naam, he says. So he says, one should remember while chanting that Krishna and his name are identical. What is the meaning of this? The other day, I was in the second room. Devotees were watching Nigolund Rajanath Swami Maharaj speaking from Bombay temple. It was, I think, a live telecast going on. So next to the screen there was a picture of Maharaj kept. So I saw one was a non-moving picture, one was a moving picture on the screen. What is the difference? Just like you see here, Sudama is sitting, Krishna is washing his feet. It's a non-moving picture. But a devotee keeps seeing the same picture, suddenly you can see movements in this picture if he spiritually realized. Because actually both are pictures only, there also Maharaj's picture. And how is this moving picture moving? Because the same person is doing some activity in Bombay. From there he is moving his hands, legs, everything. That is telecast here. So that instantly gave me this understanding. Actually Krishna and his name are identical. We are unable to perceive it, just like we see a picture to be dead. Actually the picture of spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada or Krishna's activities, they are never dead. They are always alive. That's why Prabhupada called them as windows to spiritual world. And if one with great Shraddha and Bhakti approaches these pictures, then one can see them moving. One can see them acting, one can see them giving blessings. And you will see Srila Prabhupada how he approaches the picture of his spiritual master. So, in the same manner, when we are saying Hare Krishna, we are not sure whether Krishna is hearing it or not. Actually Krishna is hearing it, only we cannot see him hearing us. So seeing Krishna's name to be identical with Krishna means everything I say, everything I do, every movement that is happening with me and with all living entities, both grass and subtle and spiritual platforms, all three platforms are known to Krishna. That knowledge of Krishna about everything is important for us to sink in our hearts, for us to be able to call out his name with that type of faith. Like Kuntimanani cried calling Krishna's name as Govinda even in his absence, with full confidence that he was present. So this is one thing he says. Another thing Bhaktivinoda Thakur says is one should chant the holy name without committing the offenses continuously. One should chant the holy names continuously for a prolonged period of time without committing offenses. It is not enough to avoid offenses for a short while and again commit offenses. Again chant the holy name without offenses. It's like letting fire and pouring water. But if one chants the holy name without committing offenses for a prolonged period of time, he says that the avidya poison will be drained out of the system. The grass, blunt material senses will become spiritualized. Just like you find an electric streak, like a welding rod. Welding rod is appearing completely dead when you touch it with electricity, you can see that shining streak of light. Similarly, the material body becomes spiritualized by the awakening of the Swarupa, by the merciful transcendental touch of Srimati Radharani's mercy. So in summary he says, we should pray for the mercy of the Universal Mother, Srimati Radharani, who was only appearing as Mahamaya and different type of Shaktis. So if he wants to deliver us, she can very easily, and she can engage us in Krishna service. That's the first thing he says.